Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Iranian president looks ahead as crippling nuclear sanctions end. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a speech today, the Islamic Republic has entered a new chapter in its history. He praised the end of international sanctions imposed over Iran's nuclear activities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke late Saturday in Vienna about the lifting of those sanctions.
The United States and the EU will immediately lift nuclear-related sanctions, expanding the horizon of opportunity for the Iranian people. And I have even tonight, before coming over here, signed a number of documents over those sanctions that the State Department has jurisdiction over in order to effect that lifting.
In addition to ending the sanctions, Iran will have access to billions of dollars of assets in foreign banks that have been frozen for years. News of Implementation Day was greeted with skepticism by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the most vocal opponent of the deal in the international community. He warned that Iran has not relinquished its ambition to obtain nuclear weapons and continues to act to destabilize the Middle East and spread terror throughout the world. A plane carrying several Americans freed by Iran as part of a prisoner swap with the United States has taken off from Tehran. Among those en route to Switzerland are Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Mirzayah Ekmati, and Christian pastor Saeed Abedini. The men will then head to a U.S. military hospital in Germany for medical treatment if they need it. Rezaian is accompanied by his wife, journalist Yaganeh Salehi, and his mother. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports growing numbers of Mozambicans fleeing fighting between Renamo rebels and government forces are seeking asylum in neighboring Malawi. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports an almost unstoppable flow of refugees from Mozambique is crossing over the border into Malawi. The agency says its staff in the village of Kapise, about 100 kilometers south of the capital, Lilongwe, so far has registered nearly 1,300 new arrivals, with more than 900 people waiting to be recorded. It says another 400 people have arrived in 16 other villages. UNHCR spokeswoman Karen de Gruel says most of the refugees are women and children who come from Tete province in Mozambique. She says the refugees report fighting between the opposition Renamo and government forces is making life impossible in their home villages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. A spokesman for the Nangarhar provincial government said the bomber detonated his device today in Jalalabad at the residential compound of a prominent member of Nangarhar's provincial council who escaped unharmed. Local media say the explosion happened during a gathering of tribal elders. The Taliban has denied responsibility for the attack. The new Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, backed by China as a potential rival to the World Bank and other international lenders, opened in Beijing Saturday. The 57 member nations contributed $100 billion in capital to the bank. China provided 30% of the new bank's capital. Jin Lichun, president of the AIIB, spoke about the future of this new venture.
We have confidence to tell the whole world we mean what we say, and we will achieve our objective of building AIIB into a truly great multilateral development institution with a 21st century governance.
Jin said the AIIB will require projects to be legally transparent and protect social and environmental interests, but will not force borrowers to adopt the kind of free market practices favored by the IMF. U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, a mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects in thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. Health authorities say the child's mother had lived in Brazil until May of 2015. They suspect she was infected during her early pregnancy with a virus reaching the embryo and damaging its developing brain. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.